It's football season. Yeah, Maine Black Bears have been out there for the past week. And so it's time for us to kick off our weekly visits with a coach. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by Creative Print Services, Dowd Road in Bangor. Full service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com. We welcome in Maine head coach Jordan Stevens. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I want to talk, before we get to football, the news today about the departure of the man who hired you, Athletic Director Ken Ralph. He has certainly done a great job in his time at the university. Those would be some big shoes to fill.
Yeah, I really appreciate Ken and all he's done here, and obviously was involved heavily in my hire. So, you know, thankful for that, and really appreciate him for that, and, you know, all that he's given here at the University of Maine.
Let's talk about how things have been going since you got started. You had to deal with some pretty hot weather to get things underway. I don't know. Maybe that's really good preparation for going to New Mexico.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think you know, working through the heat was beneficial for us to be able to still kind of practice in it. We adjusted some times just so we could be out there when it wasn't at the peak of heat yesterday. But still, you know, the temperatures were in the upper 90s as we ended practice. So, as you mentioned, just good preparation for us as we're going to head out to New Mexico. I think I checked yesterday. New Mexico was it was cooler than it was here in Orono, Maine. But, you know, it's been good. The guys have handled it really well. You know, really just focused on getting better every day, and that's where we want their focus to be.
So are you pleased with what you've seen so far from the team?
Yeah, the team's been great. You know, really just trying to come together. You know, we got them all right here on campus and, you know, just forming those relationships, working together, you know, building an understanding of who we are is a big part of preseason camp. And, you know, it comes with its challenges just from the schedule. And that's what we want it to be. We want it to be challenging. And the guys have responded really well, you know, in terms of buying in and, you know, getting everything going in one direction.
It looks like, at least on paper and from what I've seen so far, you've got pretty good depth at a lot of positions.
Yeah, I mean, excited about a lot of the guys and just what they've shown. And the execution, you know, on offense and defense has really improved since the spring. You know, obviously, we're still going through our installs right now. So seeing where everyone's at, I think that will play itself out over the next couple weeks as more is put on their plate mentally. But you know, excited about what we have right now. And I think we have a good plan throughout this preseason to make sure that we can get the most out of the players on the field and take care of them off the field as well.
Some questions about the wide receiver core, because you lost a couple of awfully talented guys there, but it sure looks like you've got some talent at that position. Some new guys and some guys who've been around getting an opportunity to get more playing time.
Yeah, really excited about you know, some of the guys we've added. Kobe White, transferred from Boston College. He's done a great job coming in, and he's had a great start to camp. And a lot of the guys that have been here and really have stepped up. Tego Moss has done a great job. Getting him back has been outstanding. Michael Munoz, Henny has done a great job as well. You know, a lot of those guys have really come in and, you know, taking on the next role that they have. Another young guy, Tyrese Baptiste, has done a great job. And I know last year he played a little bit of defense as well. But, you know, I feel good about the depth there, and certainly the talent levels there as well. It's just getting on the same page and building that chemistry with our quarterbacks.
Defensive line is always a key part of the team in that black hole defense. And it appears there, too, you may have the opportunity to rotate some guys through and keep some fresh legs out there.
Yeah, we're hoping. I mean, you know, that's you know, there's a good mix of a few older guys, you know, that are back, you know, who battled through some injuries that are back now, which is really great to see them out of practice and moving around. And then certainly some younger guys that have had a great offseason and really looked apart, and you can see that in their confidence on the field.
Good to see a couple guys who are coming back from injuries who weren't out there in the spring but are back, and add to some good depth at running back. Great to see Freddie Brock and Elijah Barnwell back out there.
Yes, yeah. I mean, great to have both of them back. You know, two different backs, you know, but, you know, they're both very productive, understand the offense, and it's really shown in, you know, the four practices we've had, just their impact and what that can be. I think, you know, just keeping them healthy, making sure they get the looks they need to see, and just, you know, I liked how we're able to have a rotation there.
And I was so happy to see that one of my favorite Black Bears of all time, and just a great person as the running backs coach of the Black Bears. So good to have Pooshon Brown there.
Yeah, really excited to have Pooshon here. He's a great role model for the players here. Really models all the behaviors we want to see and carries himself the right way. So he's one of the great Black Bears here. I'm thrilled to have him here, and he's a guy who has a ton of experience coaching. He was offensive coordinator in New Jersey at his alma mater there, North Brunswick High School, for the last 6 years, and was at Ferris High School in Jersey City in New Jersey for the 2 years prior to that. So, you know, has a wealth of experience and knows recruiting areas as well, and that's a big piece of it, as you know.
Yeah, and Pooshon, when he was a player, survived riding to the airport with Bob Lucy and I once. So I know he's both tough and resilient for getting through that.
Yeah, he probably didn't say too much either. He probably just he can just roll.
Yeah, he was. Well, I think he probably white knuckle in the back seat, hoping he survived. When's the first scrimmage scheduled for Jordan?
Our first scrimmage will be August 17th. We want to have a lot of the things done in terms of our install before we get to that point. We'll have a couple live periods before we get to that scrimmage game-like practice, but it'll be the 17th, and then we'll turn around and have another one, I believe. I think it's on the 22nd, so that'll be our next one.
Excellent. Well, Jordan, great to talk with you. We look forward to visiting every week with you and seeing you up there on the sidelines soon. Thanks for being with us, and we'll check in again next week.
Thanks, Rich. Really appreciate it.
That's Jordan Stevens, head coach of Maine football. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. By Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street, Bangor, with everything from oil changes to engine jobs from experienced local people you can trust. And by Creative Print Services on the Down Road in Bangor, full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com.